morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's things going? We had our pool special last week. Any update from you?
The pool is open. And here's the kicker. You can actually swim in it.
Wow, that is...
It went from pea green to light green to perfect.
Well, that's what we like to hear for sure. So, you know, we got some of that sun. We got some of those higher temperatures this week. And it's time to start enjoying that outdoor space.
And I discovered, too, that once the sun comes out and it gets warmer, even though you've winterized your pool... once it gets above 60, it turns green in a hurry. So I will know that for next year.
You will know for next year as the pool saga continues.
Yes.
Well, as you know, we always like to. This year we've been starting with the crazy and the extravagant real estate piece and what's going on. This year, this week, it was no different, new to the market. Now, it seems like, John, we have a theme. Most of these stories keep coming from either New York or Malibu.
New York or California.
Yep. Well, this week, holiday producer Jerry Wintrow, he's the guy that did Ocean's 11, Karate Kid.
A lot of money.
Lot of money. He has a six-acre parcel with private beach access in Malibu, three houses on the property, main house, seven bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, pool, and an equestrian center, you know, and it's a bargain, John, and it hit the market this week at $42.5 million. Now, John, at $42 million, how do you come up with 0.5? I mean, what was the kicker?
Why bother?
What was the kicker for the other 500?
Why bother?
Now, it is interesting to know. What's funny about this story is perception sure has changed in those markets. That same property was listed in 2008. Now, it didn't sell, but... That same property was listed in 2008 for $75
million. Wow.
So they've had a little adjustment there for sure.
It sounds like to me, perhaps, maybe he overpaid. Is somebody going to take a bath on this?
Well, actually, on this property, probably not. It actually was reported that it was purchased back in 79 for around $950,000. So, you know.
Wow.
You know, definitely. So there's definitely some upside potential there for him. So
playing the lottery.
Yes, for sure. The right place at the right time. So this week's kind of all about our buyers. We give our sellers a lot of attention. But this week we're going to kind of focus a little bit on the buying process, what happens in that process, and to do that, now I've got two gals in the office here with us that I think are not very happy with me right now because about being on the radio. But we talk about our team and how we service the client and how that happens. And so I really brought with me some of the best today. So I'd like to introduce, we've got Yvonne Caffrey with us, a buyer's agent on the Kenmore team. Yvonne, how's it going?
Good. Good morning.
Well, thanks for being a good sport and actually showing
up.
And actually showing up.
Yes. I'm smiling. You're the boss. Okay.
And we've also got with us Stephanie Sert. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
It's great.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for you'll be glad when this is done. They like real estate, not so sure about radio.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Well, one reason this comes up in this process, and I just wanted our listeners to get to know the team a little bit better and kind of our philosophy, how we've done things, is what happens a lot of times is just I'm out on appointments, I'm talking to sellers, there's stuff that needs to be faxed, lenders to talk to, and when that's happening and all of those details are being managed, sometimes we can lose sight of what really needs to be done, and that's helping a buyer find a house. Mm-hmm. And so we each have our different roles on the team, and Yvonne and Stephanie have different markets that they're kind of specialized in and know better, and so we can kind of delegate that so that when a buyer really needs to be looking for a property, they can get with Yvonne or Stephanie and just get that intense, you know, that intense type of service that they need to find the right house. So let's talk about that a little bit. So, Stephanie, let's talk with you. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? How long have you been in the Tri-Cities? And just give us a little background.
I've been in the Tri-City area all my life. I tell you how long, you know how old I was, so not going to do that. Originally north of Pasco, Connell area, so kind of have a market going on there. Have four kids, all in the Pasco School District. My husband's a teacher. Pasco, Robert Frost Elementary, PE.
All right.
Just nice.
Did the Special Olympics yesterday, so
very,
we watched.
Very, very great. Nice.
So we're all about family and...
Well, that's
hear that.
That's key, and that's really that's really one of the great things about when I saw Stephanie and her business and what she did, and we really wanted her to be a part of the Kenmore team. That was kind of one of those things that popped up is having that background, having that family in that area. A lot of times what happens is we'll get a call from somebody, and they'll say, hey, I'm looking at a house in Pasco, or I have a question about property in Connell. And it's a lot different when you know the intricacies of those markets. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, yes. It's a lot different even from like Connell to Pasco, right?
It's huge. It's huge. And it's changing actually every day. So
growth and things like that.
Yep. And so you kind of got to know the market there or you won't know what to show people.
Yeah. And then a lot of times there's relationships involved there that have been in the community a long time. That you leverage through your family and people you know.
Right. And they're, you know, big on trust and loyalty there in small town. So that's huge too.
So a lot of times what will happen is somebody will come in and they'll have a question about Pasco and what's going on there. And I might know in generalities what's going on, but I'm not going to know it as well as somebody whose, you know, husband teaches in the school district, whose kids are at the events or at the track meets right now. So a lot of times that buyer will call in with those questions and we'll take the buyer and refer them over to Stephanie to work specifically with them in that area. Which doesn't mean we, you know, she might not end up selling him something in Kennewick or not, but she'll know way more about that area than we do. So talk to us a little bit about the process, Stephanie, how you work with buyers. What happens? Number one, you get that call. Somebody's interested in looking at a property. What's important? What do you need to learn from the buyer, and how are you best going to help them?
The main thing is their motivation first. Are they looking for income or an investment property? Is this their first time buying a home?
Gotcha.
Do they need, how much help do they need? Do they need help finding a lender? Are they a first-time home buyer and need an assistance program? So that's kind of the first questions I ask. And then we start talking about price range. And then sometimes buyers don't really know. They see a house they like, but don't really know if they can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
gotcha.
The next step.
The next step is so getting them in, talking with Scott Ridgway, getting them pre-approved and just knowing exactly what they can buy. Now, one of the things that I pulled up here is I know you and Yvonne both work with the Kenmore team home buyer system.
Yes.
And one of the things I pulled up here is your pledge to home buyers, which is interesting. It's to exclusively represent your interest, the home buyer, to keep confidential your financial information and your price intentions, and whenever available, to share with you the seller's motives, to counsel with you to determine the type of location and property that will meet your needs, and to diligently search for the type and location of property that meets your needs, also to point out the strengths and weaknesses of various properties. And then to negotiate exclusively on your behalf as the home buyer the best possible purchase price.
Mm.
And then at the very end, the last thing, to give your undivided trust, loyalty, and confidence to that buyer. Now, there's a lot in there. There's probably three shows in the pledge there. But talk to me a little bit about what happened. You probably run into this all the time. You get a call from a buyer and they want to see a specific property. Maybe you got the call because it came in off of one of our listings or something. But a lot of times buyers will spend a lot of time calling 5, 6, 7 different agents to look at a bunch of different properties when there could be some advantages of centralizing that through you. And some of that's in this pledge. But
right.
Why would that be important for a buyer? What would make that process easier for them?
It'd be important because we're busy. Everybody's busy. And if they're calling each and every agent that has that listing, they are not always going to get quick response.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're working just with a buyer's agent. We're going to have them set up on an email. They're going to get the most up-to-date information sent to them. I have actually had clients call me before I even realized the listing was there because it got sent to them, and I haven't been to the office to look at the new listing.
Right.
I'm like, wow. Okay, well, let me look it up. We called, scheduled it, and this is a buyer that kind of knew what he wanted but had a hard time finding it. This was it, and we literally had multiple offers, but we were the first one. He saw that email first thing in the morning, and we were the first ones there.
Wow. That makes a big difference. So it's not only the background work that you've done with the buyer, but then also responding to them and knowing that specific buyer's needs.
And we all know in this day and age, nothing is more irritating than not getting a response from someone.
Well, and what you're exactly right. And what we find that happens a lot of times, too, is that as you work with a buyer, and we have access to all of the listings in the multiple listing service. We have access to every listing, and the other agents are happy for us to sell their listings, you know, and we're happy for them to sell ours. And that's how the cooperation that we have in the MLS. Well, what happens is, if you show a buyer three or four or five homes in a row, you really start to get to know what they really want and what they're looking for. And then that way you can actually go down to our pledge and diligently search for the type and location of property that meets your needs. Mm-hmm. If you just meet somebody one time and show them one property, you don't really get a chance to get to know their needs. And a lot of times what happens is once you do know what they want, you'll find something that nobody else knows about.
Absolutely. And also what you find out is, what they thought they wanted wasn't really what they ended up buying.
And so
completely different. But you've got to spend that time with them
to get to know them.
To get to know them, and then you start looking at some other properties. You get them out there to show it, and they're like, "I never would have thought about even looking at something like this." And that ends up being their home.
Oh, that's fabulous. A great point. So we've talked a little bit about what happens as we lead up to the process. Mm-hmm. After the break, we'll talk a little bit. We're going to put Yvonne on the spot a little bit and get her in here. Stephanie's laughing now.
Over here doing the happy dance.
When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about what happens once we find that property and just a little bit more about how our buyer's agents work and how they can best help you.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are doing a Meet the Team today. I brought Yvonne Caffrey and Stephanie Search with me, our buyer's agents that help a lot of our clients. And, you know, what better way to get to know them a little bit than to hear exactly what our clients have said about them? So I brought in a couple notes that we've gotten back the last couple months. And this, I mean, this can speak volumes better than anything I can ever say. So we received this back, a note from a client about Stephanie, and it just says, "Stephanie Search and the Kenmore team worked nonstop to help Robin and I find the perfect home. Stephanie was quick to answer any questions, and when we did not, and when we did find our home, she was prompt with the paperwork as well, and getting any feedback from the sellers." So that's huge, you know, mm-hmm. that communication factor there, and when people take the time to write in and tell us those things, it just means a lot to us. We appreciate all of our clients like that. Now let's move on to Yvonne. Yvonne, we received a note that said, "We thought it would be a miracle for everything to work out. We found a home and our house was not even listed yet. We contacted Yvonne and she listed our home within a week, sold it in 3 weeks, and then helped us negotiate on our new property. We were very impressed with the email updates and communication. She certainly knows what she's doing and knows how to get the job done." So, nice. Yvonne, yeah, those are great comments.
You realize, of course, now that you've aired this publicly, everybody's going to be going, "Well, give them a raise."
Easy there, John.
So
we've talked about the process, the benefits of having a buyer's agent, and we're going to talk a little bit more about once we're into that process. But first, Yvonne, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, and just give us some information.
Sure. Well, let's see. My husband, my son, and I moved here about 4 years ago from the Portland, Vancouver area. we grew up in Wenatchee, and so when I lived there, I worked in the title and escrow industry for about 10 years. And then in Vancouver, Portland, I worked for a residential appraisal firm for a couple of years there. So when we moved here, it just kind of seemed like the natural progression mm-hmm. was for me to move on and get my real estate license.
And she really does usually know more than I do because of all that background.
All that background.
And so, when she was here, I mean, we were so excited to have her as part of the team because that experience is unbelievably priceless. I mean, there'll be times where I'll have questions on a deal or whatever, and I'll be like, Yvonne, what did you guys do at the title company when you got X, Y, and Z? So, you know, she really has an in-depth background that is just attention to detail like none other for
our
clients.
That's probably something you might not typically find in a quote-unquote real estate office is somebody who knows about all the title and the escrow and all that. Because a lot of times people have to outsource. Well, I got to call so-and-so and find out.
Right.
Yeah, and we still do a lot of those verifications, but just having that knowledge, you know, of working in a company like that for years it's unbelievable. I'm amazed by it all the time. So we really appreciate her as a resource. So let's talk a little bit about buyer representation, Yvonne, and okay. some of the things that some of the things that you're looking out for when you get ready to write a deal for one of your buyers and you've worked with them and you've found the house, what are you concerned about as you go to write that deal?
Well, I mean, I'm concerned. Do we have that pre-approval in hand? You know, we mm-hmm. definitely want to make sure that we've got that. It certainly helps give legs to that offer that we're going to be sitting down and writing up. So that would probably be my number one key concern. And just making sure I've got a good list compiled. I've done my research on the comparable sold homes in that area so that we have a good idea and perspective of what the sold per square footage is. So when we sit down and write that offer, we have a good idea of where we're going to come from with our offer.
So, and that's a huge key that you brought up there. So not just worried about the specific property, but you've come armed with research and mm-hmm. ammunition that you can use to make sure that client's getting the best deal.
Exactly.
And that makes a huge, huge difference. Somebody that's telling you those types of things to negotiate in your best interest that you might not be getting from the other side.
Right.
So that's very, very good. Now, another thing that people run into that I know you've done a lot of recently and stuff is a lot of people say to me, they're like, well, I found a for sale by owner, or I'm thinking about doing a new construction, you know, with Aho or Hayden or somewhere mm-hmm. in West Pasco. Mm-hmm. Why do we need to use you? I mean, why don't I just go to the builder and talk to them?
Well, you want to have somebody working in your best interests. You know, if you're dealing directly with the builder, I mean, their main concern and loyalty is to that builder, that other agent. So, you know, you don't, as a buyer, typically pay my commission.
Right.
So, you know, you're not out any money. Mm-hmm. So why not?
Why not?
It makes sense to have somebody that's there that knows how to get you through the paperwork and is working in your best interest.
That makes a lot of sense. And so I like how you put that. And we do that a lot. I know you do that a lot. Yeah. I see the deals come through and your clients really are protected at that point because
right.
you've been through this before. It's not your first rodeo, isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
So and what's nice is you have that experience of going through the process before mm-hmm. that just gives a really unique perspective.
Yeah.
So well, that is excellent, and that just is another facet of the type of representation that you're going to get when you're dealing with one of our buyer's agents. And so what on top of everything else is you just know that somebody there is really dedicated to making sure that you know what's happening in the process, that you're protected, and then as you go into the process. Now, Yvonne, I know that once you write the contract, nothing else ever happens after the contract,
oh,
right?
No.
There's nothing
right,
for you
right.
to deal with.
No,
so,
there's a lot
so
to go.
Talk to us a little bit about the importance of how you counsel your buyers about home inspections and some of the things you've seen.
Well, you know, I just make sure that my clients are well aware of the next steps after we have successfully negotiated that contract. You know, you're right. It doesn't stop there. Your next step typically is the home inspection. Mm-hmm. There's a 10-day period where you need to get that home inspection done, have it conducted, get that report back, and then respond accordingly to negotiate for that next step. So after the home inspection, you know, you've got the appraisal, you've got yep. the title report you've got to look over. You know, there's just your lender is definitely going to be, you know, asking you for further documentation as the process goes along, because though they got that up front, they need to keep that updated, your pay stubs, things of that nature. So it does not stop. You know, there's more to the process for sure.
So it definitely, I mean, it definitely pays to have somebody, you know, like yourself on the buyer side. And I've seen how Yvonne works. I can say from firsthand perspective, you know, her attention to detail as she follows those transactions is just phenomenal. So
Thanks. It
really is it's a great team effort. And I mean, there are a lot of times, you know, Yvonne lives in Kennewick, I live in Richland, and Stephanie lives in Pasco. And so it's really, we've really kind of built a really complementary team. So we kind of have very specific knowledge about different areas. And the nice part about that is there's somebody else with our same perspective that we can know we can trust to lean on. So, you know, as an agent, you know, I might know about the valuation, but I might not know something about the neighborhood that Stephanie, I could say, hey, Stephanie, what's going on at Chiawana? What, you know, why did this happen? You know, and I can ask Yvonne, you know, what happened with this grade school over in Kennewick? You know, let me know what's going on there. So it just really creates just kind of an awesome brainstorm of ideas. And we use, you know, each other all the time. We're constantly, you know, bouncing ideas off each other. So the synergy that we get makes it, you know, it's just that much better for our buyers that we're working with.
Yeah.
So. I really appreciate. I know. I really appreciate you guys coming in today. I know. I'm gonna pay for it. You guys definitely. I wanted the listeners to know. You know who I work with and who kind of backs Karen and I up. And we can't say enough how glad we are all the time to have you with our team and how lucky our clients are to get to work with you guys. So. So that's huge. Normally, at this point, I do what's called a pick three, and mm-hmm. we talk about some property. But instead of the pick three today, I'm going to let each of you guys tell some buyers out there about some properties that they might want to know about, and then they can call us for some more information. So, mm-hmm. Stephanie, why don't you give us your number one pick out there?
Okay. New listing in Ivy Glades, West Pasco, right by the river. Best price Rambler there. It's 6 Daisy Court. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, fun and funky, very stylish.
Very stylish.
Yeah. Very. You'll go look at it. You'll see what I'm talking about. But it's got a bright living room, vaulted ceiling, or raised ceilings, I guess. It's got the fenced backyard, which is kind of rare in Ivy Glades, but they do have a fenced yard with a water feature. Mm. Huge, huge garage. I'd almost call it a 3-car, but technically it's a 2-car with a tandem in the back, so you can actually put a workshop back there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Near the water.
Yeah, near the water, walking distance, Ivy Glades. I mean, you just walk right to the walking path and you can walk around the whole Tri-Cities, actually.
All right, give us a price on that.
$165.
Ivy Glades.
Yep. Wow.
Court Street there by the river. I mean, that is phenomenal.
That's a great price for that area.
Very, sure. Very good. So, as always, listeners, Yvonne and Stephanie have not authorized me to give out their cell phone numbers on the air. But as always, you call me 727-8977. I'll get you hooked up with one of them to go check it out, see this property. Yvonne, I know there's a great property you've been pining over, talking about, and that you're just like mega excited about. So
I am.
So let us have it on a different perspective. Give us the next property.
Well, this is a really unique property. It's at 2500 South Vancouver in mm-hmm. Kennewick. It's almost 5 acres. There are actually two separate homes or residences on this property, mm-hmm. A cherry orchard, and it is right in Kennewick. It's within the city limits, so this is not a rural property. Mm-hmm. So it's very unique. You could farm the cherries, rent out the house, you know, and almost live there for free. It's just a really unique property. It's beautiful. Brick Rambler.
And I've been on the property too. It's amazing. I mean, you've got a over 2,700 square foot main home, right, plus another residence that you could rent out. You've got a drought well, income producing from the cherries. I mean, this is not just like hobby cherry trees. I mean, there's every square inch of the 5 acres is covered with trees, yeah, professionally maintained, and most years turning quite a little profit.
Wow.
So by the time if somebody enterprisingly wanting to run that business operation, you know, and live there, this is it's just an amazing property. You have to see it. I cannot even go into enough detail on the radio. But if you're interested in a property like that, it's priced at $495,000. You're getting multiple residences plus a business. Give me a call, 727-8977, and we'll set you up with a showing out there.
Wow.
And get you to farming. So I like it. It takes me back to my farm roots, and I get mega excited about these properties. So it's great. Yeah. But once again, just phenomenal buyer's agents. You couldn't be with better representation. And if you have any questions at all, I would love to set you up with either Yvonne or Stephanie to get your property questions answered, to help you in your search for looking and get that high type of service that you're looking for. So once again, I appreciate them coming in, and we will get out of here before they kill me with any more time on the radio.
We'll see you next week here on News Talk 870.